Do you believe in ghosts? Hello listeners, welcome to Ghost Stories, the podcast. Of course, it is Christmas Eve. Well, if you're listening on Christmas Eve, I suppose you could be listening on Christmas Day or Boxing Day or any time afterwards. Either way, I hope you're having a great holiday season. As you know, I'm actually away for the holidays, so I'm recording this pretty early on in the month, which is a bit of an unusual situation. And it's a shorter story than usual, even though we're classing it as a full one and not a short scare. But I really, really want to bring you a spooky story in the tradition of telling stories on Christmas Eve. So before we cut to the chase, I just want to remind you to go to Facebook / Ghost Stories of the Podcast and drop us a like, drop us a comment. We're in the process of setting up our community group. We're just at the stage of confirming all the sort of admin rules and stuff like that, so keep an eye out for that when it goes live. I'll likely invite everyone who follows our page, so it'll be a great place to, you know, share your stories and possibly appear on the podcast. And as always, after you hear the story, don't forget to go to ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think it is based in fact or a pure work of fiction. This story is actually one I found on a creative writing site similar to the one a few weeks ago, and it's Christmas related, but a bit different from your usual spooky Christmas story. I hope you'll find it as entertaining as I did. The ending did give me some chills, and it's simply called Christmas. I can never sleep well in hotels. I guess that's somewhat of an understatement, though. I couldn't really sleep well in general, but hotels were definitely the worst. Just the thought of the previous occupant in the bed I was using, you know, a complete stranger, it was repulsive in my mind. But I guess that's besides the point. What I'm getting at is how the lack of sleep in hotels really changed my life and my perception of things around me. So it was Christmas. We were spending Christmas in this terrible hotel. And not with the rest of our family, just my mum, dad, and my siblings. I was missing, you know, just the food. The food was what I missed most. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I didn't enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet at the hotel of just soggy, oil-soaked food for Christmas Eve. Of course, the first snow of the season, I had to cancel our flight home. It was Christmas Eve, and I was trying to sleep in this, what felt like a bleach-saturated room. My mind was wandering, just wondering what happened in here to cause such an excessive amount of bleach being needed. The room was nothing out of the ordinary. Two beds, one which I shared with my dad, and the other my sister shared with my mom. A bathroom, and a stained microwave that looked like it was in need of a good dusting. Somehow, I escaped the room, and the stench of bleach, into a dreamless sleep. Waking up, I could tell it was early morning. My dad was next to me snoring, and he usually wakes up before 4 a.m. It's a hangover from his military days. That's what hit me, it's Christmas! But then I realized where I was, and I was about to let this bit of bad fortune ruin my favorite holiday. Lying half awake, I just glanced across the room to check the clock and see what time it was. Not really moving, it was more just, you know, rolling my eyes. That's when I noticed it, it appeared to be a silhouette of a man. I judge about, I don't know, 6'4", 6'3", on the other side of my room. He looked like he was just staring at my mum, just staring at her asleep. And I was still half asleep myself, and really caught up in this moment, I couldn't help thinking, is that Santa Claus? After a moment, I realized how stupid the thought was, and horror began to fill my head. I choked back a shriek. I knew I couldn't let him see me awake, so I quietly put my head back down, pretending to be asleep. My mind was racing. Someone was in my room, and I couldn't do anything. I was just a scrawny 16-year-old kid, and this man was built like an ox. I sat there and wondered if I could wake up my dad in time, but I knew that wouldn't work. He slept like a rock. A bucket of water couldn't wake him fast enough. I was practically in tears. I'd never felt so helpless. For a second time, I choked back a scream. He was now standing next to me. I could feel and hear his repulsive breath on my face. It smelled like he'd been eating rotten meat for a week now, with no thought to brush his teeth. If he didn't know I was awake, surely he did now. Seeing my face was contorted with fear. I just lied there with my eyes closed shut, waiting, and the breathing stopped, and I let out a sigh of relief. I heard the room door open and close. I launched myself out of bed. Nothing in that room was in disarray, and my family was still asleep. That couldn't have been a dream. I couldn't have imagined it. The feeling awake as ever, a horrible idea popped into my head, and before I could push it away, I was pulling the door open. As I slowly walked out, I glanced back at the door to memorize the room number, and I was taken back by a giant spray-painted black X. Had I seen this at prior experience, I probably would have thought it was just some stupid kids. I knew better, but not enough to know what it was for. My heart skipped a beat. There he was, turning the corner at the end of the hall. Why am I doing this? I thought to myself, as I tailed him down to the parking lot. He was nowhere in sight. One moment he's walking out in the lobby, and the next, he's gone. Realizing how cold it is outside in paper-thin pajamas, I returned to the lobby. No one was around. Strange. I could swear there was a night concierge here earlier. With the adrenaline wearing off, I realized how stupid and rash my actions had been. He could have killed me. I cursed myself back up the stairs. I knew something was wrong when I got to my floor. The door to my room was wide open. I thought to myself, I hadn't left that way, had I? Slowly, I walked inside, and after a quick search of the room, I determined it safe, and my family was still asleep. I quietly locked the door and got back into bed, and I didn't sleep for the rest of the night. I listened to my dad get up, and eventually my mom followed, but I still pretended to sleep. A few hours passed, my parents got my sisters up, and we got into the car and made our way back to the airport. Digging through my bag to find my iPod led me to find something that hadn't been there in the previous day. It was a note, and it just had 5 words in it that I think of to this day. I knew you were awake. It's been months now since the hotel experience, maybe even years, and I'm still scared for my life. And it gets worse every day. With every note, he leaves. Well, that was creepy to say the least, and I'm keen to get your thoughts on it. Was it a burglar, someone playing tricks on him, or was it paranormal? And how does it explain the notes that he's been receiving ever since? And I don't know how long it's been going on for. The story doesn't say, but I think it's really, really intriguing, and I'd love to know more. I'd love to get your thoughts. Like I said, go to Facebook.com/ghoststoriesthepodcast. And you can leave your thoughts there, or go to ghost-stories.co.uk and vote for if you think Christmas was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. And that's it. That's our last show of 2019. No, our last show until 2019. I was in a time warp then. You'll notice I'm speaking a bit muted today. It's because I'm trying to get these episodes done for you before we fly in a couple days. Actually, less than a couple days. And my son's currently asleep in the room next to me, so he's cleverly, his room is next to the studio here, so I have to try and be a bit muted, but hopefully the story came across all right. And also, I want to thank everyone that voted in our little poll we took on if you prefer multiple voices or happy to hear the same one. It was interesting. I think the split was about 2-1 in favor of the voices doesn't matter as long as the stories are enjoyable. However, because, you know, there's still 30% of you that would like to hear different voices, I'm going to aim in the new year to get a few other people in. I've been speaking to a few people who do a bit of voice acting stuff that are really keen. So hopefully that will help. But yes, I'm going to leave you to it. If you enjoyed it, drop us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. And don't forget to subscribe. And yeah, have a very Merry Christmas. A Happy New Year, and don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts?